A few important changes have occurred since the BBC demonstration. For example, Alpha Micro has persuaded the National Technological University to use video tracks in conjunction with satellite TV to broadcast course notes to its students all over the United States.
And miles per gallon. Computer manufacturers quote millions of instructions per second and cost per kilobyte, and so on. Any improvement in these objective quantities is regarded as unequivocally a step forward. In the field of audio design, many people seem to have difficulty in deciding which direction forward is, which is also solid state right up to the output stage, with its two 4CX15000A tubes, and also uses Doherty modulation.
Much has been made of the north-south divide in recent months and the drift towards the south-east of England. The regional TV service, with its local programming, employment and contribution to local culture, is one counterweight to this imbalance.
Yorkshire, which would enable any telephone conversations to be tapped. The new system, said to be called Project P145, would allow British and American surveillance officers to monitor 1 billion calls a year. Listeners who work outside the broadcasting industry may wonder that there is any need for yet another video recording format. Since 1956, when video recording emerged from the...
...might actually do a radio play, that they might commission some programmes. I think this is what is really under most threat. I really do. The idea that it doesn't matter what you do, so long as you've got a lot more radio networks to sell off to make more money. His voice trailed off. But these are unfashionable things to say, and I'm not supposed to say them. Before it was too late, I rushed home and switched on Test Match Special. That was Andrew Stephen in The Observer. Which you can obtain from the Engineering Information Division, Independent Broadcasting Authority, Crawley Court, Hampshire, SO21 2QA in England.
From the Sunday Times, the Valerie Grove interview. This week she interviews Dr. Anthony Clare and calls her article Behind the Psychiatrist's Mask. In the psychiatrist's chair makes good radio, the kind of radio that makes people stay in their cars until the programme is finished. These are merely party tricks, but they serve to impress the layman. What is important to General Motors and a growing band of customers, Japanese included, queuing up to buy Magna Quench, is that the components can be smaller and lighter.
So far, three companies have said they will apply for licences to operate Telepoint systems. They are BT's Mobile Communications Division, BTMC, Mercury Communications, and...
And a thank you to Neil Palmer from Cumbria. I'm writing to report on Radio Fax's 611 kHz transmission. During the evenings here, it's very strong, with virtually no interference or fading after dark.
Best wishes. I will listen out for you again. Thank you to Eddie Lang from Nottingham, England. The writer was founder chairman of Channel 4, 1980 to 1987.
Offshore wind turbine to be sighted near Norfolk by David Green, again from the Financial Times. A site for the world's first offshore wind turbine has been chosen 3 miles off the coast near Wells Next the Sea in Norfolk. Encoder and decoder system, the improvement in the chromium signal-to-noise ratio for a dark scene may be as much as 12 dB. The effective increase in the signal-to-noise ratio occurs because...
Here's an astonishing list of the things that can be heard on medium wave, given by Gordon Bennett.
Good morning. We've all been hearing the usual East Coasters this month, but at last I have news of very nice Central and South.
A rather enjoyable programme, in fact great, that's the view of John Raines from Immingham in South Humberside.
Are you therefore an information service only, or are you in some way connected with the IBA? Well, no, we aren't. Not officially. Good luck to your station, says D. Fitzpatrick from Warrington in Cheshire.
Claes Olsen from Sweden says, I had the pleasure to receive a transmission from your station.
Your radio well. An exciting new concept in shortwave. Thank you, Christopher Williams from Spinney Hill. Engineering Society. Environmental effects on the speed of sound. A detailed analysis of the environment.
78% wanted entertainment such as films, sport, music, soaps and comedy, while the remainder preferred serious programming such as drama.
In early 1962, he advertised for a group and picked five applicants, groomed them, and sent them out on tour with...
A consortium of Philips, Plessy and Nordic VLSI, but they could be losing the price war to rival ITT.
DBS Television Services, using the new DMAC transmission standard. Paul Gardner of IBA Engineering Information looks at the implications for the UK as well as for Europe.
Video has arrived, and unlike the VHS tape, it will not be easy to copy.
Yet, they were still growing faster than many other sectors. The electronics industry was rudderless, Mr. Sachs said, because of the failure of the government to provide a lead.
I wonder how they've crammed all the electronics into such a small casing, which is only slightly bigger than a professional Walkman. Unlike a Walkman, rewind time for a 120-minute tape is about 80 seconds. That's fast.
Where they originate from the viewer's own country or from a neighbouring country with the same or similar language. Thus, Swiss-German speakers also watch German and Austrian television.
Stage of an FM transmitter is more than a peak and dip process. Some engineers, even after several years of work, still don't understand the proper procedure for final stage tuning. Broadcasting to the people who really listen to shortwaves, this is Radio Fax, 6205 daytime, 1611 nighttime.
Channel 4 is now well established in every viewer's mind as the fourth channel. In broadcast systems engineering, Andrew James looks at the company's history, the computers used in its production environment. Procedure will not be necessary with the arrival of full stereo sound transmission, eventually, or digitally encoded, of course. As I came away after my visit, I felt that Channel 4 television was a happy ship, echoed by the comment of one of the staff, I really enjoy coming to work here. The Independent Broadcasting Authority is to allow Crown Communications to take sole control.
A Hard Look at Sweden by Peter Powell. Ever since Bjorn Borg took Wimbledon by storm, Sweden has been fanatical about its tennis. Strange then that when their latest golden boy, Mats Wilander, faced the Australian Pat Cash in the world final last January, that less than 10% of the country's televisions were switched on to watch. Strange, but true. Not that there was any lack of interest on behalf of the Swedish nation. Far from it. It was that the national television company, Sveriges Television, had not been able to match the money offered by a satellite company for the rights.
Capital, the largest in the sector, could benefit by 1.1 million on the strength of an analyst forecast of full-year profits by 6 million. GWR, formed out of the merger of Radio West, Wiltshire Radio and Plymouth Sound, and which joined the USM last March, could see forecast profits of £750,000 boosted by... BT has been closely involved in the planning processes and intends to be in at the start as a network operator. The system will support tone and alphanumeric terminals and allow roaming on a national and international basis. Following ratification by the RES4 group in October, Hermes is likely to be a frequency agile system. As such, it offers major opportunities for European manufacturers, operators, and last, but by no means least, the users. Viewers hate a story in a local bulletin after seeing it in the preceding national one. But this happens because London is the hub of both national and of South East news. Surprisingly, neither the BBC South East News, Thames News or LWT News regularly checks what is going to be in the national bulletin. Hayes, together with the editor of Thames... The classic music slot is still at 7 a.m. on Sunday. And the liveliest contribution came from deadpan Sunday morning presenter Andy Wright, who said, "This is not music, it's the adverts."
Unlikely any adjudication will be made because the criticism was lodged before any of the council members were named. Lord Rees-Mogg has held talks with the main broadcasting bodies, including the BBC, the Independent Broadcasting Authority, Cable Authority, as well as Mr. Rupert Murdoch and Mr. Robert Maxwell. So made full provision against its £800,000 investment in Super Channel. Analysts forecast £7.2 to £7.8 million for the full year profit.
The board of Channel 4 is seeking an urgent meeting with Douglas Hurd, the Home Secretary, to express fears for the future of the minority channel under proposed broadcasting legislation. Some of the 15 directors have been discussing whether to resign if next month's white paper on broadcasting. Mr. Renton was speaking after talks in the Netherlands and Luxembourg on the issue. He said the new British proposal on advertising had been well received there. If a dual set of advertising rules is accepted in Europe, it might present difficulties to operators of satellite channels with programmes being picked up all over. An individual new view now, entitled Useless Solutions, that appeared in The Observer recently. A distinguishing characteristic of modern technology is that it consists mainly of solutions for which there are as yet no problems. The invention of such solutions is known in the trade as the electric walk syndrome, on account of the fact that no known use has ever been discovered for such a device, though its inventor no doubt lives in the hope. The recent jamboree of the British Association for the Advancement of Science in Oxford provided its usual rich harvest of useless devices. Consider, for example, the computerised watchdog which howls and roars when an intruder...
"What is all this stuff?" the judge asked at the case's opening sessions. The judge admitted in an interview that the Intel NEC dispute was the most difficult case he has faced in nearly 20 years on the federal bench. His bid to learn an unfamiliar subject from scratch represents a classic judicial challenge, say legal experts. As cases grow in complexity, judges are increasingly confronted with grasping technical language in their efforts to identify the central legal concerns.
Britain's DBS TV venture offers opportunity to everyone involved with TV. For the viewer and advertiser, BSB represents the opportunity for more choice. For the programme makers, BSB represents an opportunity to be different and innovative.
Distances, i.e. over 4,000 kilometres, the general unpopularity of the shortwave receiver in the more sophisticated regions of the world. Shortwave broadcasting is most reliable when the broadcasting range is limited to that possible with a one-hop path, the signal being...
from the foot of his bed makes it easier for computer users to move a pointing device on their screen because, unlike a mouse, they can use it without removing their hands from the keyboard.
Now, when we visited IBC, we saw on the Sony stand the D2 composite video machine, and Henry Dulat spoke about it with David Huckfield.
This is the first showing, in fact, anywhere, of D2 format in PAL. D2 format really is a digital recording system offering digital video and four channels of digital audio, and it's intended to interface into existing PAL environments.
The same security, argues BSB, could be offered for the proposed specialised satellite services, and the same dishes could be used to receive the signals. Whatever the hurdles, the introduction of the new services can only be regarded as an important step on the liberalisation path.
Dutch radio astronomers have discovered why pulsars, the strange ticking stars that produce pulses of radiation as regularly as cosmic metronomes, are nearly always solitary.
This is Radio Facts, 6205 daytime, 1611 night time.
And now to some of your letters.
In particular, equal values of these signals reproduce the defined white. Thus, it should be possible to image a known colour and compare the camera RG and B output signal levels with those levels produced by an ideal theoretical camera imaging the same colour.
Tony Elliott, founder and publisher of the London weekly listings magazine Time Out, has been campaigning against these absurd restrictions for 6 years. And Douglas Hurd's forthcoming white paper on the future of broadcasting is likely to support this view. It isn't just that Time Out, 20 years old this month, could expect to put on 20,000 more weekly sales if it carried his proposed 32-page TV guide. He was angered so much by not being able to program his video in advance without buying the Radio Times.
And so, with the press tickets the BBC have sent us, we're off on our way to the radio show at Earl's Court in the west of London. But why work when somebody's already done the job for you? Media Network from Radio Netherlands had been across the North Sea the week before to have a look at the radio show.
It's the first radio show to be held in London since 1966. 150 hours of radio being produced here before the public over the 9 days that it's on. And it costs the average...
And on the BBC local radio stand, an unfortunate victim from the Quad Hi-Fi manufacturing company was being interviewed by BBC Radio Stoke.
You mean the sort of guy that puts a record back in the inner sleeve the right way around before he puts it in the outer sleeve? Something like that.
Well, he spends a large majority of his time listening to music. It's very important to him. His most important recreational activity.
Like a lot of manufacturers, your product range includes...
David Hutch, John Drummond, John Thompson, Peter Baldwin, Gillian Reynolds, Peter Fiddick, and many other leading broadcasters and commentators to debate the issues with Voice of the Listener members and hear what listeners have to say.
We'd better now play some music they'd be proud of. This is Radio Facts, 6205 daytime, 1611 nighttime. The most serious problem facing new broadcasters will be where to go for expert advice on setting up a radio station. Many of the broadcasters won't have expert knowledge themselves and won't know where to start. We feel, with our experience of low and medium power transmitters, able to understand their problems and needs. We visited their studios on the day that they changed from rock music to classical music format for the daytime transmissions. Chris Carey and Sybil Fennell were first asked by Maggie about the history of the Radio Nova satellite operation.
Radio Nova commenced broadcasting to Europe on the 1st of May of this year.
Brooke.
And Maggie Stevenson.
And fresh from the presses in Dublin, the Broadcasting and Wireless Telegraphy Act, 1988.
An act to prohibit broadcasting in the state, save under and in accordance with a licence issued by the Minister for Communications, and to amend and extend the Wireless Telegraphy Acts, 1926 to 1972, and the Broadcasting Offences Act, 1968, and to provide for other matters connected with the matters aforesaid, 3rd of July, 1988.
Why these minor offences will stay in the lower magistrates' courts, with the £1,000 penalty maximum. In a future programme, we will look at another act passed in Dublin, the Radio and Television Act 1988, which will establish the Independent Radio and Television Commission. One of the provisions we will explain in detail is the requirement that all radio stations must carry a minimum of 20% news and current affairs, at least 2 hours of that being between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
They're not in its fabulous new blue colour. Though, Trevor, you might like to know that this bit needs no translation at all. It says, Trevor Brooke, le responsable de la station. What have you got to say about that?
I don't know, but I do like the idea that we're not a fish of April. Now, we've been to see Chris Carey and Sybil Fennell, who run that rare thing, a satellite radio station. Radio Nova had changed its daytime format from rock music to classical on the day we visited. And Maggie asked Sybil Fennell about the versatility of their presenters.
We actually ended up taking quite a lot of personnel from Ireland because of the discipline that everyone had come to understand in Ireland. We've got, I think, four of our personnel
have been to the Irish.
Yeah.
So what about national commercial radio in England, the UK? Is there any hope at all of you having the resources to be able to put forward a bid, or are these going to go to huge business conglomerates and produce bland programming?
We'll be there like everybody else with a contract to say, yes, we can do it. We stand a much better chance if we can get on to IBA stations.
Who does are, and what they're doing and saying. The recordings made are later given to the police for use as evidence. Listening devices, 10 times more sensitive than the human ear, enable the microchips to isolate sounds they have been taught to heed, from hammering, drilling and explosions, to tinkling glass or a thermic lance attacking a bank vault.
I'm employed by BBC Scotland as a sound recordist, and I thought you may be interested to know of my experiences with stereo television drama. We have been experimenting with stereo location recording since 1985. Our first effort was an experimental drama.
His expectations are fulfilled. He believes he may soon be able to manufacture erasable compact discs. Today's CDs use infrared lasers to read optical discs, which can store...
Independent local radio in the United Kingdom is as bad now as it was the day it switched on 14 years ago, said Chris Carey, who used to run the number one station.
I was puzzled because no mention was made of the regular programmes beamed from Broadcasting House from 1934 to 1936. They were half-hour programmes at 10 o'clock in the evening, once or twice a week. I know because I dance for them at least 8 times, a stimulating, if weird, experience in an atmosphere of pioneering enthusiasm.
Controls, COCOM. Under the rules detailed by the Department of Trade and Industry, exports to the Eastern Bloc of personal computers with up to 4 megabytes of memory can now be licensed at national discretion without referring to COCOM itself. Applications for the export.
Nobody asked about coverage of what Jan Morris, in her book Oxford, calls today's relationships between the city and the monstrous cuckoo in its nest, the university.
...of magnetic tape in audio recording. Since 1973, revenue from sales of compact cassettes has surpassed that from 6.3mm or quarter-inch tapes. This is not to say that the professional sector has been stagnating. 1973 saw the first low-noise, high-output studio tape with low print-through, the SPR-50LH.
It all. Up to now, the debate has all taken place at the level of academic research and engineering development and has concerned the speed at which transmitters can be adapted and manufacturers can make the decoding chips for TV sets. In its own way, the coming of digital stereo sound will be as significant an engineering feat as the arrival of colour television.
It seems, in that context, quite poignantly ironic that the IBA should now choose to get tough with the people within its empire who, in a sense, have been doing most to win Mrs. Thatcher's approval. Since the approval of Bruce Gyngell as managing director, TVAM has been setting the pace in doing for television what his compatriot, Rupert Murdoch, did at Wapping to stamp out the job.
The popular story behind the invention of the automatic telephone exchange has been told often. Strouger, at the time an undertaker in Kansas City, read the local newspaper of the death of a friend and learned with surprise that the funeral arrangements were to be carried out by a rival. Always a man of quick temper, he jumped to the conclusion that the lady telephone operator had connected the grieving relative to his rival when they had already wanted to be connected to himself.
Don't call us pirates, call us unlicensed. We established a need and are being penalised for it. London Greek Radio is representative of hundreds of ethnic minority stations which are hanging on IBA's decision, which is expected shortly. The problem is particularly acute in London.
...by people whose political colour they didn't like. This time, who knows? What is certain is that the pirates will not go away. They have survived various official onslaughts in the last 20 years. And there's little reason to assume that they will succumb to the latest wave of unnecessary public expenditure. The solution is simple. Make it possible for people to offer these kinds of services legitimately and let them stand or fall in a free market. That's what this government is supposed to be in favour of. Why don't they do it? All this is not to say that the American radio system, with all the big... thereby ruling out the European and Japanese standards. And we at Radio Facts were at the International Broadcasting Convention in Brighton. Henry Jewlett was on the BBC engineering stand talking to Nick Tanton here about the high-definition television display.
Well, what we're demonstrating here is 50 frames a second film that has been scanned with the Eureka.
At the end of the day, we didn't feel that it was worthwhile doing it. It would have been fun, but it wouldn't have made money. I don't believe that a pan-European service per se will work. Jones expands on this by saying that it is tough trying to gather pan-European advertising revenue. He also doubts the validity of a service in English playing pop music in Europe.
And now, Bob Tomalski, well known to those of you who listen to BBC World Service, BBC Radio London, and Radio Canada, has been mixing with royalty again. Resisting the temptation to ask Prince Michael of Kent what newspaper he was reporting for, Bob Tomalski has been to the BBC press launch for the radio data system. Also present was the junior minister at the Home Office, Timothy Renton, who makes some remarks about the future of broadcasting in the UK. So first, pray silence for the chairman of the BBC, Mr. Marmaduke Hussey.
The volcano responsible was Mount Hekla in Iceland. About 1150 BC, it erupted and spewed an estimated 12 cubic kilometres of volcanic dust into the stratosphere. Research by two British climatologists, Dr. Chris Sear and Dr. Mick Kelly of the University of East Anglia Climatic Research Unit, suggests that the dust veil may well have created an area of low pressure and low temperature over the British Isles. This, the research indicates, led to extremely high rainfall, which combined with cold weather would have made agricultural life impossible in areas such as the Scottish Highlands, the Southern Uplands, the Pennines, the Lake District and Wales.
In the home, the component SVHS will play through a component connection to the television receiver. No Powell footprint, no decoder filters, 400 lines horizontal resolution, and no buts. Time was when broadcast and domestic quality were poles apart, but today this is not always the case. That is not to say that the broadcaster has let his standards drop, but the quality of the domestic product has improved out of all recognition.
And here at the BBC RDS launch is David Wood from FWO Bausch, who are the importers of Revox. David, you brought a rather super-looking tuner along with you. Can you tell us, is this equipped for RDS now?
This is equipped for RDS, yes, and will be available to the public in about 6 weeks' time. These are the first two boards we've brought over. They work, we've tested them with the BBC, and we are now in production of them. And at a rough price at the moment, it's £120 at retail. On the price of our tuner, you can have RDS.
There should be one broadcasting authority for all commercial television, whatever its means of delivery, and the role of the IBA or its successor should not be watered down.
Tape is not, by its nature, a particularly nice medium on which to store digital data of any sort, especially audio. All sorts of things can go wrong with rusty plastic, and most of them are obvious. Both camps went for similar solutions. Quite simply, it was the best way to do it.
Changing the curvature of an aeroplane wing to see its effect on turbulence in the airflow over it, and calculating stresses in new car models. However, the instant hit did not produce a long-term boom in some respects. People found that they were being deluged with data that had been processed and spat out by these wonderful new systems, but they could not find a sensible way to handle it all and make sense of it.
And talking of Radio Jackie...
Finally, I'd just like to say we hope to be back as soon as possible as a licensed radio station, and with your help, Radio Jackie will be licensed to serve Southwest London. Thank you.
Long Distance Television column by Roger Bunny reports on extraordinary propagation conditions on VHF. June 1988 will certainly go into the record books. On the 5th, Simon Hamer in Powys logged Band 3 signals, channels E6 and E7, from RUV, Iceland, at 1220 BST. RUV signals on channels E2, E3 and E4 were also present. This represents quite remarkable conditions. The PM5544 test pattern clearly identified the source. Band 3 RUV is a UK first. At about the same time, channel A4 signals were received from North America, identified by the reduced height and rolling frame.
I lashed out in an almost unprecedented fashion and went digital with a SciShow PLL quartz synthesized world band receiver bought from the local Dixons. It's a travel portable measuring 300 by 160 by 60 millimetres, based on the famous Sony ICF 2001. It's also sold as the Siemens RK6414, the Supertech SR16H, the Edvis RX33, the Ambassador 2020, etc. It tunes from 150 kHz to 30 MHz AM and FM 88 to 108 MHz with a stereo decoder, something most of the opposition don't possess. There's also a BFO for SSB reception, 9 presets.
To prepare for the change without increasing his company's current affairs output, he axed Weekend World, the serious midday programme, with the IBA's approval. London Weekend Television started to recruit a different team for the new programme. So Fraud was a festival winner. But has it been a successful training and marketing tool for Arthur Young? Morgan professes, himself delighted with the response to the film, which has been used in seminars with the usual print backup.
The move will bring the BBC into competition for viewers on the continent with existing satellite services, such as Super Channel, majority owned by Virgin, and Astra, to be launched in the new year, carrying Rupert Murdoch's Sky Channel. It would now appear to be an appropriate time to put together a little of Start Point's history. There is talk of knocking it down. We will hear no more comments like, "What a wonderful building," "This looks like a real transmitting station," or "Builders knew what they were doing in those days." Start Point was now also an HF station, known as OSE2, with transmitter designations Sender 21 and Sender...
Until now, if you're a motorist, the snag with FM has been that you need to retune as you move out of range of one transmitter and into range of the next. The new system, RDS, can solve all this, and you get fully automatic tuning to the radio station of your choice.
RDS! It's on the button! The radio data system!
Computer misuse, after a House of Lords ruling last April that two computer hackers who gained access to Prince Philip's Prestel file and left messages in it were not committing a criminal offence.
It is the 20-pin Peri television connector, which is also sometimes known as a SCART or Euro connector. The idea is that television sets, VCRs, satellite receivers and other peripherals should all be fitted with the same type of socket. This allows for stereo audio inputs and outputs.
Servo control, so they physically follow the line of tracks, even in fast search replay. This dynamic track following, DTF, has already been used by Philips in the ill-fated V2000 system, and by Sony and...
energy of tens of bikini hydrogen bombs. Much of this would have been used up as heat and as seismic disturbances in the Earth itself, but the two oceanographers concentrate on the sizable fraction that set the sea in motion. The idea that an earthquake can generate a pulse of energy that evolves into a tsunami is familiar enough. The critical aspect of the new work is that the inverted audio then feeds the input of an integrated circuit analog multiplier that is connected to operate as a divider. The divider circuit is used to maintain constant transmitter power output with varying...
In 1935, AEG presented its magnetophon, the first mass-produced magnetic tape recorder, at the Berlin Radio Exhibition. The magnetic tape for this...
After the asteroid or comet, which would need to be at least 10 kilometres across to explain all the evidence, hit the Earth, he said, there would be a flash of heat which would cook the nitrogen in the air to form nitric acid. The resulting explosion would blot out the sun. A period of intense cold would follow. As the skies cleared, water vapour would create a sizzling greenhouse effect. Cell phones can now be used to transmit telexes or faxes, and if you have a portable computer, you can link that into the cellular radio network.
I confess myself absolutely enthralled by the Baird undersock. Medicated, soft, absorbent. Keeps the feet warm in winter, cool in summer. First rate for soldier's foot. They are the very thing out here. Rush me a sock immediately. I enclose 1 shilling and 6p. The undersock was invented by John Logie Baird, who also invented television. At this time of year, at least, his undersock is far more interesting.
For the subtleties of translucent objects. It uses a system similar to chrominance luminance keying to recognise which parts of the image are to be cut away. But rather than generating an opaque mask, it produces what is effectively a translucent mask, where fine detail is preserved and the scenes combine by what appears.
I recall a maintenance leader at Bush House being called to a studio for, quote, engineering assistance, only to find a Polish lady producer attempting to play an LP on a levers-rich tape machine.
5 kHz per channel. That's 200 kHz overall, which would be the same as for present-day cellular. Frequency hopping, together with the digital modulation scheme, would enable the system to tolerate a lot of interference, and so make possible a high degree of frequency,
which would give the new stations greater freedom of broadcasting and a huge advantage in using their own cheaper transmissions while they continue paying massive rents to the IBA. He said, "What we find unacceptable is the idea that these stations will be able to operate by a different set of rules." Mr. Stuart Patterson of the IBA said the move would allow the government to gauge the impact of further commercial radio diversification and offer pirate stations an early chance to broadcast legally. Over the last year, some cable television operators have been demanding the right to fill in areas of their franchises with MVDS, which can be more practical than putting cables into the ground, particularly in less densely populated areas.
Like Sutton Coldfield and Emly Moor, replacing them with local stations without degrading the service. Eventually, national television networks would be properly transferred to satellite channels, leaving terrestrial.
We are defining what, in our view, should constitute the light regulation of the future, not nostalgic for a defunct monopoly. Our position was formulated by a large group of programme makers, including many working or planning to work in the newly emerging companies. No incorrect 1960s thought was to be heard.
This move has been expected after the group's merger with Chalford Communications, which owned the LBC holding earlier this year.
I don't want to achieve immortality through my work. I want to achieve it through not dying. That was an advertisement placed by TVS Entertainment in a recent edition of the Guardian newspaper.
And that also appeared in The Times, The Independent and several other national newspapers. And while we're looking at advertisements, there's an intriguing small advertisement in the media section of The Guardian. Experienced radio presenters sought for commercial offshore radio project Harmony FM. Send demo and CV to Roy Lindau, Music Media International, Hasketh House, Portman Square, London, W1H0JH. Well, we rang up The Guardian and we asked them what their rate for placing these adverts is, and they charge £33 per column centimetre, so that means that somebody has spent £99 on advertising for offshore radio presenters.
RTE has already shed 200 staff over the last 3 years after the Stokes Kennedy Crowley Consultants report, which had suggested a staff reduction of 320. The Communications Minister, Ray Burke, has already brought all stages of the new independent radio and television bill through both houses of the Irish Parliament. Within a matter of weeks, the Minister is expected to name the members of the new independent.